Report finds nearly 350,000 dead voters still on rolls, double voters casting multiple ballots. By Kyle Olson on September 19, 2020. A report from the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, published this week found nearly 350,000 dead voters still eligible to cast a ballot in a significant number of double votes from the last two general elections. Organization President and General Counsel J. Christian Adams told The Kyle Olson Show people are getting registered to vote multiple times, and secretaries of state such as Michigan's Jocelyn Benson are not doing anything about it. According to the report, titled, Critical Condition, American Voter Rolls Filled with Errors, Dead Voters, and Duplicate Registrations, 349,773 deceased registrants have been found on rolls in 41 states. 51% of those are in New York, California, and Texas, as well as the battleground states of Michigan and Florida. The report found that 43,760 duplicate registrants appear to have cast second votes from the same address in 2016, while 37,889 cast ballots in 2018. In Michigan, where Donald Trump won in 2016 by 10,704 votes, PILF found there were 34,225 deceased voters still on the rolls and a combined 13,597 double voters in the 2016 and 2018 elections. Some of those voters who are registered multiple times are casting multiple ballots, Adams said. Michigan voter rolls are a mess, and that's exactly why Michigan should not be doing mail balloting until they clean up their act, he told The Kyle Olson Show. Adams contended cleaning up the mess would be as simple as sorting the list by address and see who's all crammed into one house. In August, as many as 20,000 unverified ballots were fed through machines in Detroit during absentee vote counting. Bob Cushman, an eyewitness to it all, recounted his observations on a recent episode of The Kyle Olson Show. Adams argued that sort of incident will not be stopped because that's the kind of thing Jocelyn Benson likes to see. He said that was how elections got cooked around the country. Workers would shove absentee ballots into the counter before they could be verified. The danger comes, he said, in determining the winner and potentially reversing that declaration days later. Adams said that instills skepticism among citizens and is destabilizing. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.